Last time on Jonathan Park and the ancient city of the Jaguar.
Wow, this is a great experience for the kids to stay with real missionaries.
Chichen Itza is one of the most famous Mayan discoveries.
You know the kid who stole the money?
Yes, Jim. His name is Kayam. He's one of the village boys.
I've heard him mention that his father doesn't work.
Kendall, I want to hear more about what you're doing with this creation response team.
We're trying to find an artifacts thief who calls himself the Jaguar. He stole the original Beowulf manuscript from the British Library. Our job is to get it back.
Luis, these are the people that I told you about who are looking for the Jaguar.
That's right.
We see him when he stops at our friend's booth. They sell his favorite cigars.
Why don't we plant a tracking bug in a box of cigars? We'll have them sell him the bugged box.
Mom, that's brilliant.
So this God of the Bible calls it wrong to steal.
Yes, but your father should be the one to provide and protect.
Do you know why mi padre cannot provide for my family? It is because he's been going blind over the last 5 years.
Wait, I didn't know. Kayam, come back.
Look at this, Dad. Jesse's got a perfect signal from the tracking bug.
What? Where's he heading?
In the direction of Koba. The jungle becomes very dense in that area.
I think we need to follow.
So, Jesse, how much further to the tracking bug?
Well, I'd say it looks like just another mile.
Jaguar!
Jonathan, Jesse, get back!
And now, part two of Jonathan Park and the ancient city of the Jaguar.
Dad, watch out! Jaguar's coming close!
Jonathan, Jesse, stay back!
Yes, sir.
Jim, if he rushes us, you're gonna have to shoot. But if I miss it, it might get him really angry. What other toys do we have? You're right. I think we just need to stay still.
There's no way, Jim. I wonder if you should just join the kids. I'll try to hold them off as long as I can by myself.
No, there's no way. We're partners, right?
Well, whatever we do, let's just move slow.
Keep moving closer.
Wait, Jesse, I have an idea.
Well, what?
Give me your backpack.
What are you doing?
Remember, Grandpa Benjamin packed high-intensity flares for us.
Perfect.
Dad, Mr. Brennan, catch!
Great idea, son.
Everyone, wave your flares.
Starting to back off.
Leave us alone.
Good job, you two. Oh. That was quick thinking.
Thank the Lord he kept us safe. Okay, let's get back on the trail. Which way does the tracking device say we should go?
Straight through these bushes, Dad.
Whoa, did you see that?
What now?
I saw it too. An armadillo just went into those bushes.
It could be. I know they do have armadillos down here.
I thought armadillos rolled up into a ball when they were scared. But that guy just ran off.
Well, Jonathan, you probably saw a nine-banded armadillo. Those are the kind that live here in the Yucatan. They can't roll up into a ball.
But there are some that do?
Well, yes. A three-banded armadillo can roll themselves when they feel threatened. Like the rest of their body, their head and tail are covered on top with armor. They roll up by bringing their tail up to their head, and both fit into slots in their armor. This mechanism leaves no soft parts exposed.
What's the armadillo's armor made from?
Well, Jesse, it's made from a double layer of bone and horn. It has a plate that shields its head, and one to protect its back end. Between these front and back plates are several bands of armor connected by thick skin, which allows the armadillo to flex and bend. They also have bony rings around their tail and hard scales to protect their head.
They're such a strange-looking animal.
Well, Jonathan, some people have noted that the armadillo has eyes like a pig, ears like a mule, claws like a bear, a head like a lizard, a snout like a hog, and a tail like a rat. Now, because of its claws, it can rip into an anthill with no problem. And God has given it a long, sticky tongue to reach down inside for its meal. God has also designed these animals to conserve energy.
Well, how's that, Dr. Park?
Well, they have a special net of arteries and blood vessels known as reta mirabilia. And that's Latin for miraculous net. Arteries that supply blood to the legs transfer their warmth to the veins returning from the legs before the blood leaves the body. In this way, the heat is kept inside the body and not lost through the legs.
In my opinion, that's a very complex design.
I'd say.
And listen to this. The nine-banded armadillo gives birth to exactly four identical quadruplets at a time.
Oh, that's so strange.
Well, here's something even stranger. The armadillo is a good swimmer, and that's good because sometimes they're overtaken by a flash flood. Now, when this happens, they just breathe in a lot of air to fill their stomach and intestines so they float like a balloon.
That's a very interesting design by God.
Yeah.
That's good. So how much further now, Jesse?
Everyone stop! The signal's coming from right here.
How's that possible?
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
All right, well, maybe there's a malfunction on the tracker.
Jesse, go ahead and reset your tracker and see
what... Look right above us!
A monkey!
Wow, that's so cool!
What's wrong with his leg?
Look, it's got...
got our tracking bug wrapped around it.
Well, I guess the Jaguar was onto the fact that we bugged his box of cigars, huh?
Yes, I'd say so.
Jesse, look, he's hanging his hand down toward...
Oh, how cute! I have some food in my backpack. I'll bet he's hungry.
Yeah.
Here, boy, do you want it? Look right here. I've got fruit.
Oh! Oh. He jumped right on you.
Hey, your hand... Oh, get out of my backpack. Mind your man.
Well, Jesse, it looks like you made a friend.
Hey, get my back! He stole my purse! It's got everything in it! My Bible, some money, his social security card, everything!
Oh no, he's taking off into the jungle with it!
Boy, I guess you're not even safe from identity theft here in the jungle.
Come on, everybody! After that monkey! We're gonna get that purse back!
I think this monkey could set a new record for the 100-yard dash and through the treetops!
Yeah, I've lost sight of him again. Jesse, the tracking signal!
Oh, just ahead of us!
What kind of monkey is this, anyway?
That's a spider monkey.
He sure has no problem getting around in the trees.
Yeah, he has that prehensile tail.
Oh, what's that mean, Dad?
Well, the term prehensile means to grasp, and that's exactly what he can do with it. The underside of the tip of his tail doesn't have hair. Instead, his ridged skin helps him to hold on to things. He can use it to grab onto tree limbs, or to use as a fifth leg, or to stabilize himself when reaching out for something. His tail is very adaptable to whatever he needs it for. And did you notice how long his legs and arms are compared to the rest of his body?
God designed it to be a good climber.
Yes, Jonathan. His hands are totally different than ours. They don't have a thumb, and his long curved fingers make a hook to swing on branches.
Kendall, how does the spider monkey fit into the jungle's balance system?
That's a good question, Jim. The spider monkeys are responsible for a large portion of the seed dispersion here in the jungle.
What's that mean, Dad?
Well, Jonathan, God has designed many fascinating ways to scatter the seed from all these beautiful plants. For example, these monkeys eat many fruits whole, seeds and all. Then they move on to somewhere else. And when those seeds work their way through the monkey's digestive system, they're left behind.
So even spider monkeys fit into God's design here in the jungle.
Speaking of monkeys, well, there he is!
Oh, he's just sitting there.
What is he doing?
He's mocking us.
Yeah. Well, at least he still has your purse.
Hey, I've got an idea. I'm going to take this emergency blanket and sneak along to the other side of the log. Jesse, get as close as you can and offer him some of your fruit. When he's not paying attention, I'll throw the blanket over him and grab your purse.
Hey, let's use our communicator watches. I'll give you the signal.
Oh, perfect. Let's go.
All right, Jonathan, sneak up quietly. Otherwise, you'll spook him.
Here you go, little guy. Look, I've got some fruit for you. You got it. Do you like bananas, little fella? Hey, you need a name, don't you? I think I'll call you Joe Mendy. Here, just reach out and take a banana. I've already got it peeled for you.
Now!
I've got him!
You did it!
Jesse, help me hold him down as I grab the purse.
I got his leg!
I've got it! Let him go!
You got the purse?
Yes, and the tracking bug.
Good job, you two!
Oh no, that little thief took my communicator watch!
Great! Here we go again!
No, it's all right. We can replace it, no problem. Look, I think it's time to call this day a wash.
I agree. We just need to face the fact that the Jaguar outsmarted us this time.
Well, we better start heading back. We don't want to be out here when that sun starts to set.
Oh wait! Look over there! It's a bamboo hut!
Do you think it could be the Jaguar's hideout? What if that monkey helped us find the right place after all?
I don't know, but I say we find out. Come on. Hello? Anyone in there?
No answer.
Should I just knock?
I don't know. I guess.
Well... Hello, Creation Response Team.
Miles Morgan!
So, you guys selling door-to-door today?
How'd you find this place?
Well, I ran into one of the village boys who just happened to know where to find the Jaguar's hideout.
Hello?
I am?
You knew the way here?
See, a few months ago I went to find out about the mysterious Americano who comes to the Yucatan and then disappears for long periods of time. So I followed him home from the marketplace and then sneaked away before he saw me.
Tyam was more than happy to lead me here when I offered him more money than his family will see in a month. So please, come on in out of the jungle. You don't want to miss seeing the lair of the Jaguar, do you?
And what if we say no?
Well, I believe this gun says yes. So please make your way inside.
Wow, there's not much in this place.
Oh, just a bed and a table and chairs.
As far as I can tell, this is the place where he comes when he wants to lay low from the law. That's why he's here now.
Yes, but the London police still think they've already got the Jaguar.
Soon enough, the truth will get out. Anyway, for now, Khayyam, let's not be rude. Show our guests to their seats.
Everyone sit on these chairs.
Tie them up very tight, and no flexing to make the ropes loose. Remember, I'm the one who taught you that trick.
Ow! The rope's too tight!
It has to be.
I believe the Jaguar is back in the ruins of Chichen Itza right at this very moment, hiding the Beowulf manuscript where he thinks no one will ever find it.
How do you know that?
Well, do you see this cup of coffee sitting here? It was still warm when we got here. And look next to it, at this map of the ruins of Chichen Itza. He was obviously using it to plan the hiding place for the Beowulf. See this inscription on the top of the map?
What's it say?
Since I don't speak Spanish, Khayyam translated it. How'd they go, Khayyam?
The two serpents guard the path to the Jaguar.
What's that mean?
I didn't understand it at first either. Then I saw this, here. He's drawn an arrow pointing to the Temple of the Jaguars.
Kendall, remember how we saw him investigating the temple with the ground-penetrating radar yesterday?
Aha! So I'm right! I thought so. At the entrance to the top temple are two columns in the shape of serpents. On the bottom is a throne shaped like a jaguar. This site fits exactly. The two serpents guard the path to the Jaguar.
Miles, it sounds like you're onto him.
Okay, good work, Khayyam. That's one of the finest tying jobs I've seen. Now, I want you to sit down.
What?
You heard me. I want you to sit down.
Senor Morgan, I'm the one who helped you find this place and translate the map.
And that was very helpful. But I can't have a 16-year-old boy tagging around with
me. I'm not going to let you leave me here.
Well, this gun says that I am. Now sit down.
Why are you doing this to me?
Khayyam, you can just chalk this up to an important lesson about how those you trust can turn on you. Right, creation response team?
Uh-huh.
All right. I think you're tied pretty tight yourself.
It's hurting my wrist.
Well, I'd love to stick around and reminisce about the good old days. But now that I know where to find the Beowulf manuscript, I'll pick it up and I'll be on my way out of the country. And you can't stop me, because you have an appointment with the Jaguar.
No! Miles!
You betrayed me!
And I'll bet he's going to be angry when he finds the creation response team sitting in his very own hideout. I'd hate to be here for that. Goodbye.
No, wait!
I cannot believe Senor Morgan left me here after all I did for him.
Well, I can't believe that we're tied up here while he's out finding the Beowulf.
I do not think he is.
What do you mean by that?
I did not translate the entire map for Senor Morgan. The phrase actually says, the two serpents guard the path to the Jaguar. The great serpents descend to the entrance twice a year. It is referring to the great serpents that stretch down both sides of the stairway on the big pyramid.
Katie said at the spring and fall equinox, as the sun travels across the sky, the corner of the pyramid casts a shadow on the side of the stairway. This shadow looks like the body of a snake connected to the giant carved heads at the bottom of the stairway. As the sun moves, so does the shadow, making it look like the snake is descending down the side of the stairs.
There is a jaguar throne deep inside El Castillo. There is a smaller pyramid inside of the big one.
And now if we can only find a way to get loose.
Oh, thanks, Angela, for helping me to load those medical supplies.
Oh, no problem. Oh, this is such a pretty area.
Tad and I have really enjoyed the jungle.
Speaking of that, I've been meaning to ask you about this strange plant.
This one? It's a Yucatan yucca plant. Have you heard of it?
No, not really.
The yucca plant produces pollen that's much stickier than other flowers. It's so sticky, in fact, that the pollen can't be carried off by the wind, and it's also too sticky for bees. The only thing that can pollinate these flowers so they don't die out is a special insect.
The yucca moth?
Yes. God has designed her with the ability to not only detect a yucca plant, but one that has not yet been pollinated. Once inside the exact right part of the flower, the mother injects her eggs into the flower, She also stuffs the sticky pollen ball right inside.
Voila! The flower is pollinated!
Yucca moths are the only way that yucca plants can be pollinated, and yucca plants are the only thing upon which baby yucca moths can feed. Without the plant, the moth would die, and without the moth, the plant would die. God has designed a perfect system in which these two depend completely upon each other.
Wow!
Okay, for now, we better get inside and get one more load of supplies.
I'm right behind you.
Khayyam, you did a real fine job tying us all up.
I did not mean to cause us trouble.
Khayyam, Jonathan tells me that your dad is unable to take care of your family because he's gone blind.
He worked in a, textile factory. And then about 5 years ago, he started to make bad mistakes that caused his bosses lots of money.
Poor thing. He couldn't see.
They said he has a bad condition called cataracts.
Dad, can't doctors fix cataracts with no problem these days?
See, but it's too expensive.
Hello? Bueno, sí. Does this thing work?
It sounds like Luis Ramirez.
Hello?
What's he doing with our communicators?
Hey, Jesse, if you wiggle a little this way, you might be able to push my transmit button.
Got it!
Good.
Hello, Luis, this is Jim Brennan. Remember we met at your farm?
Yes, I remember you and these fancy watches. My wife and I are out trying to catch more parrots when we saw a monkey with a watch. We followed him until he dropped it, and then I recognized it was one of your fancy radio watches.
They found my watch!
Oh,
good.
Great.
Look, Luis, if I gave you directions to where we are, do you think you could come and help us out?
Angela, I just heard from our families. Jim contacted me on our communicator watches.
Oh, thank the Lord!
They're just gonna make a quick stop here and get the ground-penetrating radar and pick up Katie and head out. And Khayyam's helping them.
What?
Yes! Jim said that he found out that Khayyam's father is blind because of cataracts.
Brenda, don't we have an eye surgeon that's coming for next week's clinic? I wonder if he's set up for cataract surgery.
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm gonna make a phone call and I'll find out.
Is this it, Khayyam?
See, this door on the side of the pyramid stairs enters the tunnel that leads up to the inside temple.
Well, the sun's setting. It's getting dark.
Are these torches safe?
Yeah, Tad didn't have enough flashlights for all of us, so Katie, please be careful with the fire, all right?
I will.
Have you been inside before, Khayyam?
See, as a boy. And I told myself that I would never go again.
That bad, eh?
Katie, I cannot even describe the feeling of being inside that cramped, dark, and wet tunnel.
Well, it's now or never.
This is narrower than I imagined.
Yeah.
Oh, and Khayyam, you were right about the stench. Oh.
Khayyam, what is in the temple at the top?
A small room deep in the interior, and then a small room inside it.
Oh.
We are completely surrounded by bricks. No windows. Dad, this is more than I can handle.
All right. Listen, why don't you just head back down? When you get out, you can stay out of sight and be our lookout, right?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll see you in a little while.
Bye, Katie.
Oh. We're there.
All right.
Great. Oh, wow, look. This must be the idol they worship.
Yeah.
And the jaguar throne is in there.
Wow, it's like a bench in the shape of a jaguar.
How interesting.
All right, Jim, let's run the ground-penetrating radar around the jaguar.
Right.
So this was used as the throne?
It is thought that this might be where the priests sat when they offered humans as sacrifice to their gods.
Gross.
Well, although these Mayans were incredibly intelligent, they were also very evil. They did things to others that were unbelievably cruel. Many of their sacrifices were tossed down the steps of the pyramid or thrown deep into huge pits of water called cenotes.
Dad, how could people be so barbaric?
Well, Jonathan, you know, there's a lie being spread these days that all civilizations are equally noble. But that is not true. Some cultures have been based on the principle of scriptures, while others have been completely pagan, like the Mayans. These people sacrificed people to their false gods.
That's why it's so important for us to take the message of the Creator to the world.
That's right, Jonathan. All nations need to hear the truth of our Creator, that He is the one who made the world and gets to make the rules. Remember Psalms 33:11-13?
The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men.
That's right, and just like the Mayans, all nations that refuse to live for the Creator will eventually fall.
Kendall, look!
Wow, it's hollow underneath the statue.
Yes!
Okay, all of us, let's work together to live.
What are you doing?
All right, one, two...
It moved!
Okay, gently, set it to the side.
Look, a compartment and a protected package.
Yes, that's it. We found the Beowulf manuscript.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Dad!
It's Katie.
Why can't you hear me? Oh, these watches.
Katie, honey, what's wrong?
Dad, the Jaguar entered the tunnel about 3 minutes ago.
What?
What are we gonna do?
I think it's a little too late for that.
The Jaguar!
Oh.
Nobody move. I have a gun.
So, it's the creation response team yet one more time. The tunnels of Iwo Jima? The secret compartment under a statue inside two layers of pyramids? I'm starting to run out of perfect hiding places. Everywhere I go, you follow me. But not anymore. This is the end of the line for the creation response team. What was that?
Someone else is in the tunnel.
Now! No one's hit. We missed. Let me go!
He's not going in the tunnel!
We can't hold him much longer. Jesse, radio Katie and tell her to call a federale.
I am stealing the Beowulf!
I don't believe this!
I'll go after him! Camp, stop! What are you doing? I thought you wanted to help!
You don't understand. With the money I can make off this, it will solve my family's problems.
Hello, boys!
Senor Morgan... What are you doing here?
Just how about you give me that manuscript, Kayam?
No, don't do it, Kayam! Quick, let's head up the tunnel!
You may outrun me, but you're only heading toward a dead end!
Jonathan, the Jaguar just got free!
But what do? We are trapped between them!
I guess that puts you in a pickle. How'd you get here?
I was in town, so I thought I'd stop by.
Look, I don't know how you keep popping into my business, but I stole this manuscript myself. If I could get around these boys, I'd come over there and teach you a lesson.
You better give me that Beowulf now!
No!
Damn, he's got the Beowulf!
No, get out of the way! He's getting away with it!
I can't, the tunnel's too small!
Go after him!
Right,
I am!
You'll never catch me! I'll be in my Jeep and gone before you know it!
The door!
Move!
There's not enough room!
Out of my way!
Kayam!
See you boys later!
Man, he's getting away in the Jeep! Look here, Jonathan Park. If I didn't have to chase after Miles, I'd deal with you. I guess it's your lucky day.
Kayam, are you okay?
Jonathan, what's happening?
Dad, Miles is getting away with the Beowulf.
Well, let's go after him. Our Jeeps are right over there. We can catch up to him.
No, Dad, we can't. Kayam's been badly hurt.
What happened?
The Jaguar was so anxious to get past us that he really knocked Cam into the stone doorway as he went past.
Bad timing. But you're right, son. We need to let the Beowulf go. This boy needs our help. Well, help me carry him over to the Jeep.
You still in bed, Lazy Bones?
See? But the doctor said I might be able to get out tomorrow.
You were fortunate the missionary's medical clinic was here this weekend.
How is my father?
Oh, I think he's doing just fine. I'm going to head back over there in just a moment.
That is great. You and your father could have caught up with Miles, got the Beowulf back, but instead you gave it up so you could help me. Even when I tried to steal it for myself. Why?
Kayam, people are much more important than things.
Remember what you shared with me about the one true God? That he wants me to be his child? Even though I deserve death, Jesus died to pay for sins?
Yes. The story I shared with you earlier came from Acts, but there's another verse in chapter 3, verse 19. It says, "Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Kayam, is this the desire of your heart?
Yes. I want to know your one true God, the creator of everything, and the one who died for my sins. Jonathan, please read me more from your Bible.
Jonathan, we're over here.
Any word on his father?
I spoke with the doctor. He just got out of surgery.
His full eyesight will be restored.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
So he'll be able to work
and support his family again.
Oh, God is so good.
You're right.
So, do we have any word on the Jaguar or Miles?
No. Sadly, it looks like Miles has successfully stolen the Beowulf and disappeared.
Yeah, and it seems that the Jaguar has gone from the Yucatan as well.
Well, I wonder where the Beowulf's headed next.
I don't know, but one thing's for sure. If the Lord wants us to continue this chase, we won't be far behind.
You've been listening to Jonathan Park and the Ancient City of the Jaguar. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time as the Creation Response Team travels to an exciting new discovery in the Galapagos Islands, in Jonathan Park and Darwin's Fiery Mountain.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.